But right now, George, I thought we would talk NAIA Women's Track and Field because the indoor championships will be held next month. In the pentathlon, I really think Bethany College of Kansas has a great... What is going on here?
What up? What up, my homo?
It's Chris, the overly handsome guy from sales.
What are my sapiens up to, huh?
Chris, we're on the air.
Craig! Yeah! High five, George! Yeah! Man, great to have you guys back.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah,
thank
you. Where did y'all spend New Year's? Sitting in your own filth, begging a hobo to kill you but make it look like an accident so your wives could collect that $10,000 term life policy?
No, no.
Not that bad.
Yeah. Dude, man, I spent my New Year's Eve splitting time between Cabo and Monte Carlo.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I was having parties at each of my places there, and it was so funny, man. I had to keep changing my outfit to run between parties, pretending like I had never left and everything. It was great, man. It was a great New Year's Eve, man.
Sounds like it.
It was awesome, too, man. At the stroke of midnight, I was balls deep in a European model.
God.
Of economic prosperity.
Okay.
Let me finish, bro. Come on. Dude, what you thinking? Let me finish. Just like she did. All over. Man, I'm liking this new schedule you guys got. It's giving me so many sales opportunities to really maximize the Chrisers portfolio.
Well, good. Well, we like good. It, too.
Yeah, George, I just sold you on an endorsement of a scrotal lifting surgery center.
Yeah, you probably should have checked with me on
they
that.
They really wanted you, man. They said you were the perfect long ball repair candidate.
Okay. I'm not sure what you're talking about.
They're great, man. They promised to get your scrote off the ground and keep it from clanging around like some half-ass meaty wrecking ball.
That is not a problem. It's not a problem for me.
Yeah, they're going to start sponsoring your upon further reviews and your touching family wedding stories.
Okay.
You're going to have to talk about your ball sack before you talk about family weddings.
Okay.
And Junes, man, we got an endorsement for you, too.
Oh, great.
It's called Gay Bicyclist Named Craig. It's a great little business, man. I think you're really going to like endorsing
it. All right. Well, we'll see about that.
I'm busting your balls, man.
That's funny, Chris.
Just a little ball busting.
It's hard to bust George's so low down.
Hey, we're on the air right now. Can we keep going?
Hey, let me ask you. Do you guys know if anyone sells like an iPhone cable that fits a USB port in an Aston Martin Valhalla with over 1,075 horsepower and Italian leather seats?
No, we don't know.
Those are all standard, I think.
Yeah, also, do you know if anyone sells like a cash holder that doesn't interfere with new iPhone cables that can comfortably probably fit like $1 million before you park underground to go up to your penthouse with a solid gold non-see-through window that overlooks Dallas and Fort Worth? You guys know anything like that?
You're in need of this.
Yeah, totally. Oh, man, I'm so tired, and I should be after last night.
Loaded statement. Gosh, why are you tired, Chris?
Oh, you want me to tell you the thing that my leading statement was begging you to ask me about? I'm reluctant to, but I will. So I was menaging with a couple women. Yeah. Although I have to tell you, this is going to be shocking news for your viewers. But yeah, man, I've got like a kind of a main girlfriend now.
Oh, okay.
It's crazy, right?
Yeah.
The Chris are settling down. I mean, I've really fallen for her. She's like my go-to when my side pieces aren't around to give me any skull, you know? And it's like, I think it's really love.
Oh, yeah, I bet it is.
But we had like a scary incident this weekend that made me realize how much she really means to me.
What happened?
Huh.
Well, I don't want to get into all the explicit details, but let's just say that she had some allergies, and I had eaten some Brazilian nuts about 3 hours before I had to take her to the ER with rashes all over her face and the small of her back. It's just a weird deal, you know. Hey, listen, you guys ought to stop by my corner suite up here. I'll pour you a scotch that I bought at a charity auction for $1 billion.
Oh, wow, that sounds great.
Yeah.
I don't even know.
Celebrate in style, man.
Neither
of you guys have Brazilian nut allergies, do you?
No.
Okay, good. I have to ask now.
Do you even have that corner suite, as you say? Because I understand that you had to have somebody from the service elevator area let you in this morning because your key doesn't work anymore. I don't think you're an employee here at the ticket. You didn't sell a thing last year.
Oh, my God. My fob's been wiped out.
There he goes.
Uh-oh. Daddy, he jumped into the control room this time. How does he look?
Well, he's really kind of cut up over here. A little bit mangled, of course. Just thankfully, Baldy wasn't here to be attacked by him again.
Kick him a little
all
bit.
All right, hang on a second.
What up, you MMA? I'm going to live forever!
I knew it.
Oh, there he goes. Chris from sales.